Zog de Gemara, daf nun gimel omid beis, the top of the omid. Omar mar, veloi be kamiya. It says that an animal, a behemoth, is not allowed to go with a kamiya, aval bishu mumcha. Even though it's a kamiya, an amulet, so to speak, a kamiya that was written, that was tested. It was tested and it worked three times, so it's called a kamiya mumcha. Still, he can't go with it on Shabbos. It's not something that's necessary for an animal. We learned later on in the Mishnah, it says, then an animal cannot go with a kamiya that's not mumcha. Homumcha, it seems to imply homumcha. If it's a tested one, then shape domi, then it's permissible to go with it. Meaning you're making a diak. It says later on that he can't go with one that's not mumcha. It seems to imply mumcha is good. So the Gemara says when we're saying by us, veloy kabia, it means ain't a mumcha. Hochanami she'ain a mumcha. It means not a mumcha. Because a mumcha is a lot to go with. It says not so. It says clearly black and white that he's not allowed to go even though it's mumcha. Zog the Gemara, mumcha la odom ve'ain a mumcha la behema. It means that it's mumcha for a person. It was tried and tested on a person. So that's what the mumcha is. But it was never mumcha for a behema, never worked three times for a behema. And that's the one he can't go out with. But ain't chanami mumcha for a behema, then he could go out with. Is this such a mitzias that it's mumcha la odom? That means for a person, it's tried and tested. But it works. It's a remedy. It cures the choli. For a behemoth, it's not. Which illness exactly does a person have that an animal doesn't have? If it works for the choli of a person, why shouldn't it work for the choli of an animal? So what does it mean, mumcha la odom, and it's not a mumcha for a behemoth? It's like, well, yes, there's such a mitzias. Sometimes it can work for a cure for a person, but the same illness doesn't work for an animal. Why? Zagdimoga in Odom the Islay Mazlo, a person that has mazel. So Mamela what? Mesayele. So Mela the Kamiya together with his mazel, so it works. Behemoth the Lesle Mazla. An animal that doesn't have mazel, doesn't have a mazel, so loy mesayele, so then the Kamiya doesn't work. Now, what does mazel mean? Zok Rashi. Malach shaloi umelitz olav. Rashi learns the mazel is that he has a malach that's melitz on his behalf, and with that kamiya it works. And that a behemoth doesn't have. The Meiri, other Rishonim say, the Meiri says that mazel means das. A person has a mind. An animal doesn't have a mind. Yeah, to an extent he does, but doesn't have a human mind. So a person has a mind, so he relies on the kamiya. So psychologically, in his mind, he feels that it's going to work. So mamele gets cured. Psychologically, if a person knows and thinks in his mind that this is going to work, then he already gets cured. An animal doesn't have that mindset. So mamele, we see a lot of illnesses could be cured psychologically too. I'm not saying illnesses are cured just psychologically, but it has to do with the mindset. And if the mind you're thinking is going to work, then together with that mazel, that das, then a taka can work. Mashiach, an animal doesn't have that. So we're saying, be'etzim, even an animal can go out with the kamiya mumcha. Zok de gemara.
Ihochi, mai ze choyme be behema mi ba'odom.
What does it mean that it's a choyme be behema mi ba'odom? That by a behema, a kamiya you cannot go out with? And an odom he could.
If we're saying now that the behema needs a kamiya mumcha just like an odom, and an odom needs a kamiya mumcha that's for an odom, and a behema needs a kamiya mumcha that's a mumcha for a behema, they both need a kamiya mumcha.
So it's not a chumra over animal over odom. Each one needs a kamiya mumcha. A odom needs a kamiya mumcha for him, and a behema needs a kamiya mumcha for him. Could be the mumchas of an odom doesn't work for a behema, okay. And for a behema, because it doesn't have mazel. But it's not pshat, it's a chumra over a behema, over odom, that a kamiya mumcha doesn't work. A kamiya mumcha for a behema also works. Both of them need a kamiya mumcha. So what does it mean it's a chumra of a behema over odom? Odom needs a kamiya mumcha, and a behema needs a kamiya mumcha. Does one work for the other? Possibly not. But it's not a chumra. If you tell me a behema does not, even a kamiya mumcha doesn't work, you're not allowed to go with it, even a kamiya mumcha, that's a chumra. We're saying, of course, a kamiya mumcha for a behemi can go with. Just when we said it means mumcha, it means it's a mumcha for Adam, is not a mumcha for behemi. Okay, mumcha for behemi is not mumcha for Adam either. Each one needs their own mumcha. So it's not a chumra. Zog de gemara. mi savret a kamiya koi. When we said chayim behema mi ba adam, it's not going back on the kamiya. On the kamiya, they both require a kamiya mumcha. Zog the mora a sandal koi. It's going on sandal, meaning the braisa said that a sandal for a behema is not allowed to go on a shus rabim. A sandal, we're not talking about a regular hoof that's nailed in with a nail. A horse hoof, no, a horseshoe. We're talking about just a sandal that can slip off, so that even though it protects him from avonim, that he can't go with. And that's a chumra of a behemah over Odom. Because an Odom could go with a sandal, and a behemah can't, because a sandal, regular sandal, with choshet that it falls off, and he might end up carrying a reshus rabim. Zog to the toshma, sochin u'mefarchasin le'odom, bein sochin u'mefarchasin le'behemah. Yelaru anoint oil on a person, but you can't do this on an animal. Or mefarchasin, you have scabs of a makkah. You're allowed to remove them and megarden oisom. You're allowed to take them off by a person, but not by an animal. My love, what's the reason? The ikam makkah mushum tzar. We're assuming the reason is because there is a wound and a person, this tzar, so for tzar you're allowed to, but for an animal tzar, we're not allowed to. That means tircha is usur. Now, we said in Gemara before in Omer Aleph, that was a question. We had a question, I allowed to place a madas on Shabbos on the animal. What was the reason? Tosfos said, because of tircha. Meaning, do we say that because of tzar, because he's cold, you're allowed to? Or no, it's a tircha yisera, and you're not allowed to. That's how Tosfos learned.
And we came out that a madas is mutter because of the tzar of the animal. And we're not worried about tircha yisera. Well, over here we see clearly that we are worried about tircha. And it's also even at the expense of the tzar of the animal. Ein sochin ve'ein mefarchasin by a behema.
And not like the more before, that mardas is mutter because of tzar, the tzar of tzena, because the animal's cold. So you're allowed to put on the saddle blanket. Zog the more loy, the gomar makum shum tainik. We're not talking about that he has a wound that's painful, and you're not allowed to do this by an animal. We're talking about the wound is already healed. And you're only doing it for tainuk, for an additional pleasure, to anoint oil on a place that there was once a makkah, but it's already healed. So that additional enjoyment, that you cannot do for an animal. And that taka makes sense. If Shmuel said before, you're allowed to put him a das, but you can't give him a traskel. A traskel, we said, is oinuk, it's tainuk ba'alma. Tainuk, we don't allow by an animal.
So this indeed coincides with Shmuel's Shita Nomad Aleph. Shmuel said that a madas is mutter, but a traskel is usser. Tsar is mutter for an animal to prevent from tsar, and that's why you put on this saddle blanket. Mashek and a traskel just for tainuk, for comfort, is usser. Rav over there said that even a traskel is mutter. So l'chorit shver, according to Rav, that even a traskel is mutter. So here we're answering that what? That it's not because of tsar that you're not mefarches. It's because of tainuk ba'alma, and that's you're not mefarches by behema. Well, Rav said that even by behema you're allowed to do something which the tircha even for tainuk ba'alma, and that's a lot of place the traskel. Over here it says that it's goma makum shum tainuk, it's osa. So Rashi asks his kasha, and Rashi says, according to Rav, it's not shver. Why? Because Rav is a Tanu Upolik. Rav can indeed argue on this. Rav holds even Tainig is Mutter by Behema. And here it says, Mishum Tainig is also. Only Tzar is Mutter. And likewise, you have to say with the Sugya before by Ukuf. By Ukuf, we said before, they are not allowed to remove the Ukuf. It's not a Tzar for an animal because he cools down on his own. But Lamaise, it is a comfort for him to remove the Ukuf. And according to Rav, you have to say the same thing. He's a Tanu Upolik, and he would indeed allow a Ukuf to be removed.
The Tanu that argues.
If a person is Mutter, the Tainig.
For a person, we're saying now that a tainig is mutter.
What
do you say?
You're
doing it obviously without any surin.
You can't smear it.
Yeah, we're not talking about that you're doing an issa mamachik. We're talking about this sochin, it's the tircha question. This sochin with farchasin on a makkah by a person you could. The Gemara says, how many was even tsar? The Gemara says, no, it's talking about tainug. It's a healed makkah. And that you can't do by an animal because of tircha yisera by for tainig alone.
And that stems with Shmuel in the Gemara before. Rav happens to hold that even a tainig is mutter. Zok the Gemara Toshma. I'll bring you the following raya. Behemesh she'ochsadam, an animal that has fever, ein ma'midin oisa b'mayim b'shvil she'titzdanin. You cannot place it in cold water in order to cool it off. If it has a high fever, you want the fever to drop, so you place it in cold water. That can't be done by an animal.
So in order for the temperature to go down, you place it in cold water. That's what you do by a human. A human has high fever. Before Tylenol, pre-Tylenol days, you have him sit in cold water. So an animal that has oxadam, Ain mami dinoyz b'mayim b'shul shitstanin. You're not allowed to place him in cold water. Adam shachzedam mami dinoyz b'mayim b'shul shitstanin. A person you could. So we see clearly again that we're not concerned about the tzar of an animal. And before we said that the mardas you're allowed to place on because of the tzar, and that's why you're allowed to, because he's cold, he's korer, you're allowed to warm him up. Ma'ula, the reason why you can't do this by an animal is gzegim shem shchika samonim, because you might look at this as a cure, as a medicine. And anytime there's a chshash of refuah, there's a gzegim of shchika samonim that you might come to crush tablets. And crushing tablets is an issa deraisa of toichen. So that's why you're not allowed to place the animal in cold water. In fact, the obvious question, hiyochi adam nami. So maybe by a person you can't put in cold water either, because you might come to shchika samonim if it's a cure. So come on, no, by a person that doesn't look like he's being cured. He's cooling off. It's a hot day, he's cooling off. That doesn't look like medicine. Shchika samonim is only a gzeira. Gzeira mishum shchika samonim. If you allow this type of cure, you'll come to crush tablets. But that has to first look like a medicine. By a person, it doesn't look like a medicine.
Does that apply today, this shchika samonim, because we don't
of course it applies, yeah. But certain things, lamashal, if you take lemon juice and you're drinking it, it happens to cure, so there's no gzeira shchika samonim. If you're doing something, clearly spitting it out, and you're doing it for a remedy, for a fuah, then it's gzeira shchika samonim. But something that it doesn't appear, shchika samonim is relative. It has to look like you're doing it for a cure. Then there's a gzeira. Because the etzem zach is only also because it looks like a refuah. Even if it is a refuah, if it doesn't look like, then it's no gzeira. So by an odom, he usually goes into a cold place when he's hot. Zog the Gemara, Yochi, Zog the Gemara, no. The difference is, odom nami, Zog the Gemara, no. Yochi, odom nami, odom nira kemeker. It looks like he's cooling off. Zog the Gemara, Yochi, behema nami, nira kemeker. So an animal also is going to cool off. Why do you say it's a gzeira shrik samona by a behema? Zog the Gemara, ein mekele behema. Animals don't cool themselves off. That's not done. Animals don't go into a cold shower when they have fever. In fact, so it comes out that by an animal, we're saying that we don't let him cool off in the cold. So the Gemara says it's not because we're not worried about the tzar. It's because it's a gzeira of shchika samonim. It's a gzeira the rice of shchika samonim. Yeah, but that's not like a human. Human takes a shower every night because it's hot. An animal doesn't do that. Zakti Gemara, yeah, when they go and they're grazing and they see a leg, maybe they go in there. But that's not the normal thing for them to do. So it looks like a refuah. Especially you placing him in there. That looks like a refuah. So it comes out, that's the reason why it's also. You're telling me for an animal, even if he has fever, even though he might die from the fever, we're going out to shchikas samonim, that you're not allowed to put him in cold water. Zog the Gemara v'tanya, hoysoy meres chutz etchum. If the animal is standing chutz etchum, that means he's out of the tchum of Shabbos. Koygelo, the owner of the animal can call the animal. V'hibo, and the animal can come on its own. V'loy gazgin and the mosi lasuye. Maybe make a gzera. You're not allowed to go out of the tchum, the person, the owner. So maybe if I call him, the animal comes on its own, that's not a problem. I'm a chuyv and shizis behemtoy. I can't do something, but not if the animal comes on its own, just like he's allowed to graze on its own. So you're allowed to be curry, you're allowed to say, Betsy, come, and the animal comes. And that gozer, maybe he'll go there out of the tchum and take the animal. And that's a gzeira that we don't make. So why do we make a gzeira of shchika samonim? Frekta b'kivegan, gilin nashas, there's a tremendous difference. Koshali, dilma mishum shchika samonim de'iraisa gazrinon, ala b'tchumin d'rabonon loy. According to most, issa tchumin is only in issa d'rabonon. So you're not gozon otu in issa d'rabonon. That's where kare revibo. Mash enge shchika samonim is an issa d'raisa of toichen. So that's where you're gozer. You can differentiate. But look upon him, the Gemara says, Hoysemeres chutz etchum koyer lo vibo, veloy gazin dem osi lasuye. Enter the Gemara, Omer Avina, koin shahoy etchum shelo, muvle betchum shaloi. We're talking about the animals right now by a shepherd. The animal has the tchum right now of the shepherd that's taking care of him. So the tchum shaloi, his tchum, for the owner to go and fetch the animal, it's not out of the tchum. But for the shepherd, where the shepherd is standing from the shepherd to the owner, that is out of the tchum. So for the animal now to come to him, it's considered going out of the tchum. because the animal follows the tchum of the shepherd. But his tchum is within where the animal is. My tchum is muvla, it overlaps where the animal is. But the animal's tchum starts, the 2,000 amas that he can walk from his abode on Shabbos, is where the shepherd is. The owner is somewhere else. So that for the owner to go and fetch him would not be a problem. But for the animal to come, would be an issa tchumin, if you hold shvisas b'amtoi. And that we say, koydaloi is not a problem. And Shita Laran says, and he explains, that you only muzer on shvisas behemtoi, but something that an animal does on his own accord, so to speak, that the animal is coming, so that is not considered the is of shvisas behemtoi. And that's the difference. If you go fetch it yourself, then it's not midas atzmoi. If you're going out, it's within your tchum. But the reason why you can't go get it is because then it's not midas atzmoi. Then you're taking the animal and you're mechuyim on shvisas behemtoi. But if you just call it, that's called midas atzmoi, and that would not be a problem that the animal comes from out of his tchum. Zogt Gemara Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar, shchika samonim gufa tanoi. Shchika samonim itself is a machlokes tanoim. The tanya, behemish ochel kashinim. If an animal ate kashinim, and now it has a stomach ailment. So lo yiritzena b'chotz b'shutzitz rapa. Do not make the animal run around in the courtyard in order for it to get healed. Because that's called gzerav shchikas hamonim. It's like a remedy. It's a refuah. Reb Oishia matir. Reb Oishia is not goyzer because of shchikas hamonim. So the same thing over here. Just like he's not goyzer for shchikas hamonim, so melo yiladu, you're not goyzer either. Legabe yiladu, call the animal chutz etchum, assuming it's chutz etchum, and we're not goyzer after that you might go fetch it. Because why? Because of the pseudo, the animal might get lost. You're not going to shrike samonim, and the animal might die. So maybe we allow the remedies. So to over here, you allow to call the animal, and because otherwise it might get lost if you don't call him, and he might veer off somewhere. So maybe it's a gufa machlokes tanoim if you're going to shrike samonim or not. Rabbi Oishi is mater, and he allows the animal to run around in the chutz, even though it's a refuah. Zok Dumoga. Dogash Rove Halochik Reb Oishia. The halocha is like Reb Oishia, and that means the Rif explains that by a behemu we're not goyze shchikas hamonim, because what's shchikas hamonim? You might come to crush tablets. An animal, you're not going to rush to crush tablets. When a baby lo yaleinu is sick, you're going to yes. Okay, obviously there's different halochas. When it's not for lemishkov, certain times there is no gzeir of shchikas hamonim. But the point is, an animal you're not so bohu, so mele there's no gzeir of shchikas hamonim. So that's why the halachas like a b'oishya, and we're not goyzer shchikas hamonim by an animal. Zog the Gemara, Omar Mar, lo yetzi azov b'kishaloi. A zov is not allowed to go with its pouch in order to count the ziva. But that's not called a malbush. V'lo yizim b'kishaloi b'dadeyen. And likewise, a goat cannot go with a kiss that ties up the udders. V'atanya yoytzeis yizim b'kishaloi b'dadeyen. Goats are allowed to go with a kishab dadayan. Omer avida loy kasha. It depends. Hode mehadik, hode loy mehadik. It depends if it's tight. If it's very tight, so it's not going to fall off. So there's no gzeira that it might fall and he might carry an ishus rabbim. If it's not tight, then he might pick it up when it falls off. Zog the Gemara, you're telling me that the difference if it's tight or not. Rav Yosef Omar, tanoi shekalto me alma tanoihi. You're making it sound like this. It depends if it's mahadik or not. We have a machlokes in our Mishnah about this gufa. The tnan ho izim yoytzes tzroigos izim allowed to go when they're tied up with the others. Rabbi Yosi oisa bekulon chutz meracheles akfunos. Rabbi Yosi says everything is forbidden except for the sheep are allowed to have this sweater to keep the wool white. Rabbi Yuda Oimer, that's the baplukta. Izim yoytzes tzroigos liyabesh. When can izim go tied up in the others when the purpose is to dry the udders, so it should totally not bring out any milk, and it should dry up, and then it's very tight. But not in order to carry and collect droplets of milk. If you want to collect the droplets of milk, then it's a pouch that's hanging loose. So then it's exactly that it might fall off. So we see clearly that it depends. Gufa, Rabbi Yehuda says it's only mutter when it's tight. And Tanakama says, izim yoytzes tzroigos in any oifen, even when it's not tight. Even the cholev is mutter. So we see it's a machlokes tanoim gufa if izim are yoytzes b'kisha b'dadein. We had a kasha. It says loy is in bekisha b'dein, and it says yoytzos, and we answer the hodim hadik or loy mahadik. That's our mishnah. That's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama. V'ibay yisem and nocha teretzis. Hava Rabbi Yehuda. Both brises are according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're only allowed to do it when it's tight. So what is one brise says it's allowed to go izim yoytzos tzoyos, and other one says you can't. So gemar v'loy kasha. Kan liyabesh, kan licholev. It gufa depends what kind of tightness it is. If it's liyabesh, then it's tight, and then it's mutter. If it's licholev, it's in order to collect the milk, then it's also, then it's not tight. Zog mo tanya, omer Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isiv izim beis Antuchia. There was a story with the goats of beis Antuchia, shoy dadein gasin, that very large udders, v'osel and kissin, k'desh lo yisru to dadein. And they made kissin in order that the dadein should not get scratched. Now, even though before we said that would be forbidden. That was one of the things we mentioned in the Braisa. They're not allowed to have it. And Rashi says, even Kadesh La Yisratu, the reason was because it's not tight. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's all dependent if it's Mahadik or not. So over here, it was tight. So Mele was Mutter. Zoktimo Ton Rabbona Maisa Be'echot, there was a story, it was a person, Shemesa Ishtoi, his wife died. Vinicha Ben Linek, Leonek, and she left over a child that had to be nursed. V'lohoyle Eschame Niko, and he couldn't afford to even pay for a menekes, for a woman to nurse the child. And a miracle occurred to him. And his own breasts were able to suddenly bring forth milk. Look how great this person is. Such a miracle occurred to him. My sabrashis changed over for him. This person is very low. The metzias of the world changed for him. He wasn't zerchet to have regular schar panosa. The Eibush had to change the whole metzias for him. Either because it's makafam ischuyas, so it's not a good thing. It's kamaguru odom ze. B'chaim V'lozhna brought a raya from this Gemara, and he said that we see over here that a nes is not a raya, and that a person is a great person. Person who's an Adam Gadol, then the nest means something. But she'enkin, it's time because the nest took place, doesn't mean you're a great person. The Gemara calls him Adam Garua. And it's takam aduk to the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Maise be'Adam Echad. It doesn't say, Maise be'chosid Echad. Maise be'Echad, who's a person. A nest is not a proof you're a Gadol. If you're a Gadol, then a nest means something. Stam a miracle means nothing. Kam Garua Adam ze. Look how hard it's to get panosa. They had to change sidre breishes, and it was easier than bringing in panosa. We don't find a person that's struggling that suddenly a money is growing in his home, because it's to get a nes is easier than to get panosa. So it's koshem mezonis shalodom. Odom Echod, Shinosa Isha Gedemes. He married a woman that was Yoda Ketua. She was missing a limb. She was missing her hands. Velahikiba, and he never realized that. Ad Yoy Moisa, until she died. Omar Rav, Boy Re, Kamatsnu Isha Zu. Look how tsnua this woman was. Shlahikiba Baila, her husband didn't even realize she was so tsnua. He didn't realize she was missing a limb. That makes a lot of sense. A woman that's missing a limb and is hiding it, her whole life she's going to hide it. That doesn't make it tznua, that's poshet. She wants to hide her blemish. Look at the person, how tznua he is. That it was a makir ishtoy, and that's how tznua he was. So the question that's asked, that l'chayra osa l'kadosh isha atshi yireno, shema yira bo dvar erva v'yitzgana olof. The Gemara Kedusha Memalev says, you have to see, so how could he not see his wife? How could he not have seen? So that some want to say that atshi yireno means you have to see her face. But her hand, she didn't see. Avada, he saw her. He saw her face, but the fact that it was a gidemis, he didn't see. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara was schorim yoytzin levuvin. Schorim, male rams, allowed to go levuvin. What does levuvin mean? Zakamo my levuvin omravuna tutri. The ladder going pierced tied together. And we're not worried that it might separate and then because he's doing this in order they shouldn't escape. My mashma the high levuvin and that's not considered a masa. You want them to travel together, so you're allowed to tie them together. Zakamo my mashma the high levuvin lisha the kuvi. Hadam levuvin means that they're tied together. That they close the chesiv levavtani achoisi kalo and shir hashirim loshel levavtani ulo amar or shekoshim keneged libom. You place hide in front of their heart kadesh liyipla lein ze'evim, so a ze'ev, a wolf, should not attack it. So you have this this levuvin, this protection, so he won't grab onto his heart and kill him. The zeivim, the wolves, only attack the males and not the female, only the rams and not the sheep. Because the males go in the front of the line of the eider. And the zeivim only attack the front of the line. Because the males are fatter. And the zeivs want the fat meat. Uven the cave is like a shamni. Vesu mi yadim and hani lahani. Zeivim know the difference. They're so smart. The difference if it's fat or not. Elam mishum de zakvi chutmayu mazge kedavi. Rashi explains that the males, they look around right and left, and the zeivim are miskanabahem, and they think that they want to fight them when they're standing there looking and protecting, so to speak. So they think they want to start up with them, so they attack them. It's the heart that you place under their male aver, so they shouldn't impregnate in the cavus. It says in the Sefer, the Rechelim go shchuzois. What does shchuzois mean? The sheep go shchuzois. My shchuzois, sha'oichsina al yishalen amalo. You lift up the tail. What's the purpose? Kadesh yalo alein schorim, that the males should impregnate them. So we see we're talking about the protection is either to be able to impregnate or to cover it that it shouldn't be impregnate. So we see it's that same sugya. Zog the mogah, reish kadesh lo yalo on the kevis. They shouldn't, so it's covered. V'sev kadesh yalo alein schorim. My mashmat ha'shchuzas lishan de gluyuhu. How do we know shchuzas means that it's revealed? Zog the mogah, d'chsev, v'nei isha likrosoi shit zoyna unetzuas lev. Shit zoyna, zog d'vashi, nutrikin de shchuzas. Shit is the base of boishas. And zoyna is a shit zoyna is loshan the Rosh Tevis and nutrikin, the same letters, just about, of the word shchuzas. Shit zoyna is shchuzas. So here we see that shchuzas means exposed. So we have three pshatim in Levuvin. One pshat in Levuvin is that it's tutri, they're tied together, that they shouldn't escape, and that's not called a masri. The second pshat in Levuvin is that they have a piece of or covering their heart, like this when they fend off a ze'ev, when they're standing up and fighting, so the ze'ev won't be able to grab onto their heart because they have this protection, the shield. And the third pshat we're saying now, Levuvin means that it's covered, the aver, their male organ is covered, so they shouldn't impregnate in the cavus. And the Gemara says, just like we find shchuzois, which means exposed. So Ktosis, on the bottom of Num Gimel Amid Beis, Bimar B'Toni Sefer, Tvei Habla L'Asiya Kvulois. We could have brought a raya that Levuvois means covered, like Kvulois means covered by the female. The Havamamish Kein Zed, then it's similar. Why you're comparing it to exposed? It should have been compared to covered. Elam Shum Dem Shchuzois have a Beresha. We compare it to shchuzois because that's mentioned first. That's what we say, it's like shchuzois, which we see it's the same sugya, the sugya of covered or being or uncovered. Now, Tosis before, kan liyabesh, kan licholev. So we had a machloikas, like we mentioned in the Mishnah. Tanakama says, tsura is a muta in every way, in any oifen. And Reb Yehuda says that it's only muta when it's liyabesh and it's also licholev. So zok Rashi first. Rashi says, liyabesh, it's mahadik shapir, so it's very tight. Now, legabe being tight, is it considered that you're carrying a load? Zog Rashi, no. The tzoyrech gufahi, the chalba makrisha. It's for the benefit of the animal. That's your soid when something is not a masui. Since milk coming out is makrish the animal, that's the koyach of the animal. So stopping the milk from coming out is for the benefit of the animal. Because the milk coming out, dripping out is makrish it. So being miyabish it is makes it stronger. And that's why it's considered that it's tzarech gufa, it's meant for the animal. Mashenken licholev, it's a masui. Shet enes is a cholabikis. You're collecting the milk, so then it's a masui, and then it's osa. So Tosafot brings this Rashi, Pirsh Bekuntas, licholev shekibla bikis, es a cholav. Because if that's the case, Tanakama says it's mutter in any instance. Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik. V'kosha davade masihu. Ulechul ha'amachai da melocha tzicha legufa. If you're collecting the milk, then it's a melocha tzicha legufa, and you're carrying it. It should be a masu, even according to Tanakama. So Tosafot says another pshat. Pirsha ha'poyres, licholev is lishmor ha'chola bedadein. Licholev means not to collect it in the kiss. Licholev means that it should remain in the udder, in the udders. Shelo yozuv la'oretz, that it shouldn't drip. V'shori tanakama. Then it's like rechelim kavunois. It's like rechelim that have a sweater that you want the wool to remain white. The chashvile malbush. It's meant not for them, it's meant to protect their tzemer. So here also, it's meant to protect the milk that it should remain in B'dadei and shall yozav la'aretz. So that's why it's mutter. That's pshat in the cholev, according to Tanakama. Then Toi says another pshat, v'ri pirish, the bein liyabesh or bein lichalev, tavaya avdalu k'dei shal yisratu dadein. Both of them are done in order that the udder should not be scratched. K'namgin b'somuch. V'liyabesh, bizman she'ein echofetz b'cholev shori. And to dry it off in a time that it doesn't want the milk is mutter. Why? Because fisher mahatkoi. That's when you take do it very tight. Then it's no chash that it will fall off and you'll pick it up. And you're lifting the shus rabim. That's by liyabish. But licholev shein roitzes sheis yapshu. The by licholev you don't want it to dry out. You want it to collect the milk. So ain a mahadek. So then it's not tight. So iklameimah demanofil vasil asuye. And then you'll come to collect it. Okay, we'll stop over here at the top of Nun Daled, Amud Aleph, by the two dots on the top.